The ramen noodle is brought to you by Pamplemousse. When your normal pump high top sneakers don't work and you want to take a trip back to the 90s, then get Pamplemousse. Just a few pumps and your shoes will be the size of a Spanish moosen. Of Spanish moosen. Meesen. Moose. Mooses. Mice. That's Pamplemousse. Pamplemousse. Available on YouTube for only $19.95 plus reincarnation. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 70, Evil Baby. To another episode of the Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle. Joining me in studio in his normal black cushy chair on his normal rump is my co-host, Jeremy, also known as Fleegon.
Hi, this chair squeaks. I don't know if you can hear it in
the background. No, that's your rump that's squeaking.
Shush. I was squeaking the chair in time to the music. Also, the lights are flickering because we are under a severe thunderstorm.
Under attack!
And a tornado warning. And under attack, yeah.
So it's like multiples from all sorts. So it's a bunch of little blue angry birds, multiples being fired at us. That video, by the way, is actually by Pamplemousse, Pamplemousse, I think is how it's said. And they're on youtube.com/Pamplemousse Music. And we'll have the link and that actual video embedded in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/70.
You're here.
I'm here.
See, I looked over at my screen and I've paused the Ustream feed so that, and by the way, you can join us every time that we record every other Monday at 7 p.m. at where, which one do you prefer?
Noodle.mx/live.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But yeah, to save our bandwidth, I paused it and you were apparently not in your chair when I paused it. So I looked at my screen, saw your mic and no one sitting behind it. And I had to look back at you to make sure you were still there.
Well, you know what? I was raptured momentarily.
I picked that moment to pause this stream.
Yeah. Did anyone out there get raptured, by the way? Did you get raptured?
No.
No. You know what? I was kind of bummed by it. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
still here.
Stink. The Bible was right all along that no one knows the day nor the hour. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
More of this crap in the world. Except there is the Ramen Noodle podcast. That's kind of cool.
If you gotta be on the earth, at least there's the Ramen Noodle. That's our new slogan.
Oh, I thought you were gonna start saying if you gotta be on the earth, you gotta go to Goasis.
And that. At least once. Make a Goasis pilgrimage.
By the way, any new fans will not know that joke, but listen back to old episodes and you'll get the joke for Goasis. And as I put on my weird eye glasses.
Oh.
Spy glasses.
Those are nice.
Yeah, this is how I blend in.
They're
with
so
people.
Analog.
Big eyes, big rims.
I
big
saw
glasses.
A picture of Jenny in those glasses and I said, how did she do that? I figured it was a digital trick.
She's become a master.
I wanted to know the website. That what does that say about the way the world has become? I see Jenny with funny glasses and eyes, and I want to know what website she used to do it. It didn't occur to me she put on a cardboard cutout and took a picture.
You know what? We're going to have to put that picture in the show notes, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Jenny, can we put that picture in? I got this crazy look suddenly from her, like, what? That's what her mouth actually said, is just this sudden, what? We have a live audience in the chat room and in person, too, because Jenny's here as well. So anyway, stop with the angry birds.
I'm just going to do little bumpers here and there for us.
Okay. All our bumpers will be provided today by Jeremy. But speaking of bumpers, I do have something that I want to share with us, because we as internet people, we got to share things. And this is a conference about a cool service called Twirler. And Twirler. A service, yeah, that has come out, that's been announced, and I want to play this announcement for you.
I'm really happy that John Reynolds is here. Come on up, John. And he's going to announce a brand new social media platform called Twirler. Please welcome John Reynolds.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. We are very excited to launch our new platform. I do have to ask you to turn off all your mobile devices, if that's okay. News of this won't break until 6 p.m., and we'd like to keep it quiet. It'd really be great if there was no sharing of information at all until...
You want us to turn our devices off.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't comply. I have got to be online all the time. Let me tell you how my life works. At breakfast, I'm tweeting while I'm eating, because everything I ever do, I want the world to see it too.
I'm surfing and typing, and also I am Skyping.
Girl with a MacBook computer just stands up.
Putting this on Vimeo. Oh, gotta share.
That.
I spend all my Fridays uploading pics to MySpace. Is anyone else here still on MySpace?
No! Gotta share!
On Foursquare, I'm the mayor of this room.
Share all of your mysteries, share your purchase history, share!
I never knew that all of you were so interconnected. I expected some Facebook friending. Now I see this song is trending.
Wow, our song is getting big.
Now it's reached the top of Dig.
YouTube, Tumblr, also Reddit.
Looks like Boing Boing also spread it. Tons of people just retweeted.
All those people must have seen it.
Whoa.
Now the room is being stormed by people in construction outfits carrying babies, and babies are having babies, and it's madness.
Unfortunately, that's the end of my time.
The link to that will be in the show notes. That is from Improv Everywhere, and that was submitted to us by a listener and a co-host of the show called Flegon. That's it, yeah.
It was?
I thought you posted it on your Tumblr.
Maybe I did.
You just tumble so much, you don't know what you've tumbled
anymore.
Maybe
it wasn't me, though.
Someone sent that to me. Or maybe it was your mom.
Well, speaking of your mom, maybe it was Eric Fisher. Or maybe it was some other people that
we
know.
You've got quite a reputation, though, for your mom and moms. There's this service called Clout. And Clout is the self-proclaimed standard for social media influence. It's KLOUT.com, and it measures how much you retweeted and conversations and all of this stuff. And Jeremy, why don't you tell the listeners how you're listed on Clout?
Well, as of recently, see, they like to classify everyone, and recently they have decided that I am a celebrity. I know. Say,
we
hold,
have
your applause.
A celebrity on the show, folks.
Hold your applause. Why? I'm trying to get more information about it. I was doing it real smoothly, but for some reason I was signed out. Oh, there we go. Oh. I said, hold your applause.
Oh.
Nimcompoor. I mean, apparently now I'm strong bad. Anyway, it also, it does a lot of stuff, but it tells you the five things that you are most influential about. And I don't know how they come up with this stuff. Mine were a little weird for a while. Now they're pretty accurate. Cincinnati, Ohio, podcasts, media, and moms. Now, I thought they were completely nuts on the last one. Until in discussing it with some friends on Twitter, our friend who you may have heard on the show before, Eric Fisher, was brought into the conversation, and I suddenly realized, you know, I probably have mentioned moms a little more than I might have thought.
So if you tell enough your mom jokes on Twitter, you become an expert in moms. An influential,
or at least influential about them. Yeah. Nice. That's the human factor missing from such automated statistics.
Nice. So now, Jeremy, I've got this problem with my mom. And
uh-oh. Please leave me out of this.
Well, we've got some random things to share with you and some cool stories and little videos and stuff. But then before that, we've got more random things to share with you. Funny stuff that's happened within the last fortnight. Jeremy, why don't you start us off?
Well, I went and I looked at clout. Oh, we did that.
Yeah, I did that already.
Yeah, that would have been a good one, right?
The clout score is going down.
If I talk about this particular thing, you may have to jump in because there's a chance that it's yours also. I don't know what you're planning to talk about.
Okay.
So, a week ago, a little more than a week ago, I witnessed an encounter with real life Angry Birds. You were there too.
I was.
We were at a meetup sort of thing called New Media Cincinnati. And it meets on the patio of an establishment. And toward the end, we realized there were some birds up above in the rafters. And they didn't seem too happy. They were tweeting at us. And despite all the new media, social media connectedness in the room, I don't think anybody was following them on Twitter.
Well, I don't know that people were following the birds quite a lot during the time.
That was in you know, in person, face to face. I don't think they could have like DM'd me or anything.
If you know what he means.
I think Angry Birds had actually been mentioned, and next thing you know, one of them, shall we say, attacked the host's laptop.
In the form...
It didn't require a catapult.
No, and the bird survived this one. But, you know, it's kind of like that one bird where when you throw it and then you click, then it drops something.
Yep, it was kind of like that. Who did that? Was somebody in control of these birds?
It pooped on the host's computer.
Yes, it did. That was the explanation for the slow...
Bird
part of the
bombing
class.
As
bird bombing.
Evan Smudge. Yeah, saying in the chat room.
Yeah, he was there too.
Yeah,
actually,
it's true.
So that happened. Also,
we never got the eggs back, though, people.
No, we didn't.
The pigs just ran away.
Wait again. A second, are we the pigs?
Oh wait, you're right. We never gave the eggs back. Yeah. Just ran away with them.
I have another small anecdotal funny thing that happened. I'm in the middle of a major decluttering project, and I found
Declutter 2011.
I found a CD for America Online version 7.
Oh, my.
I don't know what version they got up to, but the fact that I found an America Online CD that had been mailed to me, that thing's becoming a coaster. I'm keeping that.
How many free hours did you get with it?
I didn't look. I did post that on Tumblr, though, so I'll have that answer for you momentarily.
Yeah, and we'll have the picture in the show notes as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that we will. That we will. Oh. I don't know, but it says unlimited email and internet. So I guess it was unlimited.
I remember
it was
getting
after the
dial-up
days.
Like watching the numbers rise on it of how many free hours you'd get in a month. And it's always like your first month. And I think, though, with enough of the CDs, you could eventually have free internet for the rest of your life to download stuff at dial-up speeds, which is amazing.
Yeah, which, you know, we do that much in a day at this point.
Your mom downloads that much in a day.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Well,
I don't say things that aren't true.
That's not true. That this, in and of itself.
This statement is false.
Oh, my brain hurts.
That's a reference to a particular video game that's really popular right now, by the way.
Spoiler.
No, that's not a spoiler. Oh. One that we're trying to get for Jeremy,
spoiler.
And that is Portal 2. If you'd like to buy Portal 2 for yourself, please buy it through our affiliate link at Amazon.com. It's $30 for Windows or OS 10 computers. And it's also cheaper there for the Xbox or PlayStation things. And visit noodle.mx/Portal 2 to buy that. And then the proceeds from that will go toward getting Portal 2 for Jeremy. Or you can just send a straight donation.
My heart is warmed.
Well, I've got some funny things that happened to me.
You do not.
Yeah. I've been suffering from this really long cold, like just after. That's not the funny part. I'll cue you when you're supposed to laugh.
Okay.
I got this cold immediately after we recorded the last episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And that night when... you didn't have a car, so we had to take you back to your house.
Yeah.
And that night, my throat was already starting to hurt. And for me, a cold starts with a sore throat. And I was out the rest of the week with this cold. And since then, I've been, like, after I recovered from the cold, which is around Friday or Saturday time, like, over the worst part of the cold, then it came to the nasty part of the cold, which is getting rid of all the phlegon in my throat.
Phlegm in
my throat. And so that means a lot of throat clearing, a lot of coughing, a lot of blowing my nose and all of that.
Did you happen to, you know...
save any of it?
No. Did you cover your mouth when you coughed? And specifically, did you put your arm across your face when you coughed?
I do that.
Good.
Yeah. I cough into my elbow. And then I cross my arms, so my hands are touching where I just coughed.
Nice, nice.
Kind of defeats the purpose, I think. Well, so there was this one late night where I'm in bed and I'm coughing and I get some of the stuff in my throat. And obviously I'm thinking, I've got to spit this out. So while I'm there in bed, I just turn over... over the mattress and just spit right onto the mattress.
Oh, thank you that you spit that way. That is not where I was afraid this was going.
Yes, I spit away from my wife.
I'm just glad you had the presence of mind for that, at least.
Well, that would have been quite funny.
He's sitting there going, I wish I thought of that when I wish I'd considered the ramen noodle when I was trying to get my throat clear.
Hey, honey, you're going to be really mad at me, but trust me, this is going to be really funny later.
I don't think she's amused.
No. And so I quickly, like right after I did it, I thought, I just spit on my bed. Why did I spit on my bed?
Why?
So I went and got a washcloth and cleaned it up. But then...
That's so gross. Also, your stories are always so gross.
Also, I noticed... an interesting irony recently at Walmart, which you'll notice all kind of weird things at Walmart. In the parking lot were a bunch of young people that were about to go into Walmart, like teenagers or something.
That's so ironic and interesting.
Yeah. And they, yeah, teenagers never go into Walmart. People don't like to admit they go in Walmart. But there were a couple guys there, and one of them didn't have a shirt on. And I made some joke about, well, he can't shop here at Walmart because, no, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no business.
Service.
Yeah. And then I suddenly realized, what an evil irony. If a guy comes to Walmart, he's got no shirt and no shoes. He comes to Walmart to buy shirts and shoes, but Walmart won't let him in because he's not wearing any shirt or shoes.
Wow. That's profound.
Huh. They should change their sign instead to, maybe they don't even have this sign, but they should make it say, no shirt, no shoes, we have sales.
We have sales. Outside sales. Yeah. Sidewalk sales.
Yeah, true.
You must only shop the sidewalk sale.
And in, I believe it was in a Walmart, or it might have been somewhere else. I also saw this picture. It was a big picture in the baby section. And the picture had gone through some kind of rough handling. It was all scraped up and everything. But you've got to see this picture. And Jeremy, I want you to describe for the audience this picture of a baby.
Oh. Somebody scratched the picture and made the baby evil.
It looks, this baby is in nice pink little clothes, and it looks totally evil from the scratches that are on its forehead. And
which is in and of itself kind of evil. Huh. And they hadn't taken that down.
No, it was kind of creepy looking. It was very creepy looking. Very.
So creepy.
Your mom's
show
creepy.
Title. No. Thanks. Show title, creepy baby. Or maybe not. What were you doing in the baby section, Daniel?
We were passing by because it's near the frozen food.
You're having a frozen food?
Yes. Frozen baby food. No.
Whoa.
Frozen baby food.
Wow. Where's the hyphen?
And one other picture that I saw, which is very timely and a very appropriate picture, I think. This involves Justin Bieber.
Uh-oh.
Was right next to a movie that I feel appeals very well to people who like Justin Bieber and may have very well been made by Justin Bieber himself.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've seen this movie, but we just watched this movie recently, and it seemed for certain that it was written, in fact, by Justin Bieber, and I am stalling for time as my Mac tries to load this picture. Oh. Here is Justin Bieber, Never Say Never, right next to the Green Hornet. If you watch the Green Hornet, it's as if it's written by a sixth grader and acted by a sixth grader.
It looks like he's looking at it.
So it's like, oh, maybe it's like, ooh, Never Say Never. I want to be the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
You can't the be green the Hornet. Green Hornet.
Is he a sixth grader?
I don't know what grade he's in, kindergarten or something.
Huh.
I thought that was an excellent juxtaposition there. The Green Hornet and Justin Bieber.
The Green Bieber.
Justin Hornet. And the pictures for this will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/70. Well, we've got some funny stuff to share, if that wasn't funny, which some of it wasn't, that some videos and certain things around from the internet.
The interwebs.
Yes. And here's a new craze that... Jeremy, do you want to set this up, this video? It's the one that you gave me.
Well, it's from Australia, which explains a lot. If you know Australia.
Everything's upside down.
Yeah, down upside down. Water spins the wrong way. I don't know.
The seasons.
I like Australia, yeah. I guess. I've
the
never been there.
The toilets are upside down.
That, yeah. Yep. I've been training for a visit to Australia.
For anyway. Upside down toilets?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you... Never mind. Nope. I don't want to know.
Nope. I just... Yeah. Anyway.
Up is down.
It's I don't know how to even describe it. You almost just have to see it slash hear it. You listen to it, but you're going to have to go to the show notes and watch this video because there are many pictures worth a thousand words in this video.
Now to the new craze that has some people stiffening their bodies and others just scratching their heads.
Wait, don't we call that being dead? the stiffening your body's part, not the scratching your head.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of people are taking up rigor mortis in Australia.
So are these two things supposed to be done together? Like you stiffen your body and scrape your head, scratch your head?
Scrape your scratch your head? No.
Dead people scratch no some heads.
Yeah, anyway.
What? People stiffening their bodies and others just scratching their heads. But police are warning about the risks of planking after a man was charged for striking the pose on a police car.
You never strike a police car, people. No matter if you're striking it with a pose, with a plank, with a scratch.
In fact, just never strike a pose either while we're on the topic.
In Australia, apparently, it's not the police car part that got this guy arrested. It's the striking a pose.
The police car was incidental.
Yeah, it just so happened to be on the scene.
Usually the police aren't close enough to catch someone in the act of striking a pose, but since he did it on a police car...
It's like, dude, you picked the wrong place to strike a pose.
It's simple enough to join in. There are only a few basic rules to follow.
Simply roll over and die and then scratch your head.
No.
After lying face down, expressionless, you need to straighten your arms and legs and point your fingers and toes. Before you know it, you're one of the growing number of people planking. And if you're
showing all these pictures, and you have got to watch this video, but they're showing pictures of people lying flat across counters and restaurants, across grocery carts or buggies in the supermarkets, across small babies and all this stuff.
A serious planker, you'll need to name your plank.
Now hanging from the ceiling, planking.
Planker, you'll need to name your plank and then post a photo of it on Facebook.
My plank is named Bob. What's yours?
Oh. You know, Jethro.
Do you post it on Facebook?
Not yet.
And then post a photo of it on Facebook. The possibilities are endless. The office plank, the boat plank, the blue collar plank, the clothesline plank,
the doggy plank, the plank plank, the skyline plank.
I'm going to make you walk the plank.
The pirate plank.
And for those who like to plank in numbers, there's the double plank, the synchronized plank, and even planking with pets.
So you get your dog out and you say, sit, boy. Okay. And then you try and plank on their two heads and just plop down on top of them.
That doesn't sound like it will end well.
How similar is this to waterboarding?
I'm going to say not at all. Oh.
There are some high-profile plankers.
I'm not sure about the postman.
They show someone playing some kind of Australian weird sport. And he's running with the ball, and I hope he made the goal or
could
something.
It possibly be rugby?
I can't tell what they're playing. It's some weird thing. And then he just drops the ball and lies flat on the ground and planks. I just need a minute. I'm going to cry. I need to scratch my head. This is how we do it down here in Australia. Mate.
Celebration. There is obviously a message here.
But in the quest to outplank others, it seems some participants are lying on a fine line.
You paused that planking video a lot.
Police in Gladstone weren't impressed by this young planker.
His pose was absolutely wrong. His legs are dragging. That's why you're forbidden from striking a pose in Australia.
Yeah.
They just can't strike a pose down there.
Jeez. Oh.
They've charged him with being found on a police establishment without lawful excuse.
They've been charged with whatever, without a good pose.
It's prompted this warning from the Grand Master of the Plank.
Okay, how do you get a Grand Master of the Plank?
He's just the most famous person to have done it, apparently.
Well, why, like, did he go
it's
to...
It's the rugby player.
Did he go to a dojo or something? Like, he has a black belt in planking?
I don't know.
Schools where you go to learn how to plank and, like, oh, Grand Master of Planking, please teach us your ways of lying.
I think it was journalistic embellishment.
They do that in Australia?
I believe the reason he did get arrested was because he attempted a plank that had already been done.
Yeah, and also, dude, striking a pose in Australia is illegal. And then they show a baby planking.
Aww.
And with planking now attracting practitioners of all ages.
And then an old lady. That's more like a butterfly pose.
It seems this won't be just any passing fad. That is, of course, until they come up with another...
Blanking in a refrigerator over several urinals, which, dude, that's the wrong place to go blanking. I mean, someone planking in the restroom is better than someone talking on the cell phone.
It's true. Well, yeah. Depends on where you are in relation to said planker.
It's a little hard to take care of business in the restroom when there's a guy planking above you.
The name for being just plain old bored. Travis McNamara, 10 News.
That'll never catch on.
Oh, I agree.
The sports tonight with Brad McEwen and Brad Melbourne unsuccessful in their appeal tonight.
Blah, blah, blah. You got to watch the video, and it will be in the show notes at theramennoodle.com/70. Do you think we should go planking sometime?
Absolutely, I do.
Maybe we should do it right now.
Planking, the tornado plank?
Yes. Where you try to lie flat on the ground inside a tornado.
Yes. I think our warning's over.
And if you... make it well, then maybe like you'll be one of those people that gets shot through a tree, kind of like a straw in
That's
a tornado.
Not
it'll be like, hey, look, I'm the first person to plank inside a tree. I planked right through this tree.
Oh dear.
But you know what? It's not all good news having to do with planking.
Oh.
That craze of planking has ended in tragedy. A Brisbane man fell 7 stories to his death in Kangaroo Point in the early hours of this morning.
But he was admired for having the best-looking plank in midair for about 7 seconds.
Wow, you are the most compassionate person I've ever met.
This guy should be in the line for a Darwin Award.
Well, let's just say I would not have considered it a good idea.
If he was still alive to talk about why he died planking, he probably would have said, seemed like a good idea at the time. Although he would have said it with an Australian accent.
Yeah, not a southern one.
Yeah.
Die from the high-risk activity.
Friends called Acton Beale Action Man, a 20-year-old who took risks and died taking them.
Wait. Friends called him a guy that took risks and died taking them? How many times has this guy died taking risks?
Journalistic grammar fail.
He's part cat. Unfortunately, wait.
I like how they call planking a high-risk activity. Like, planking on your floor is such a high-risk activity. Let's just sensationalize it. And then suddenly parents are going to see their kids, like, on a kitchen chair planking. They're going to scream and say, Johnny, what are you doing? Don't you know how high-risk that is? I don't want any child of mine planking. Not anywhere.
Yeah, lying flat on the ground is the most dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, Now, let's not do it seven stories up, you know, unless you're safely inside said seventh story. Say that seven times fast.
Acton Beale plunged to his death at about 4:30 this morning at Kangaroo Point.
You're not supposed to have a plunger with you.
No comment.
Planking on the railing of a unit balcony seven stories high.
Who's that?
The railing that supported him was less than 10 centimeters wide.
Wait. In English. 10 centimeters.
10 centimeters.
Carry the 9. And then look for the 7s. And little smiley faces on
3.937007 inches.
Which also happens to be our phone number for the...
No, don't dial that. It's not. Some might call it risk-taking. I would have a different term for it.
What's your term for it?
Dumb. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that he's dead, but, you know, seven stories and a 4-inch railing. Sorry. Yeah,
that's
not risk-taking. I mean, it is, but, you know, there are risks worth taking, and then there are risks where apparently you're just not... maybe firing on all cylinders.
Now they got this guy that looks like he's from the military. Maybe he's like part of the Australian military talking about planking.
My understanding was that he had put his feet outside of the balcony and was preparing to lay on the balcony rail, and he overbalanced and fell to his death.
Perhaps planking.
Underbalanced.
Yeah. Well, how do you know he wasn't just trying to do a plank in midair and he had to get up seven stories in order to have enough time to plank?
Okay, so maybe he thought that if he fell, he would fall inside the railing. I'm sure it didn't seem stupid.
If I start to fall that direction, I'll just jump and then come back like on a lawnmower.
Well, lying face down with a stiff body has become an internet phenomenon.
Lying face down with a stiff body. So you're supposed to do this.
Morgue break-ins are skyrocketing.
With a dead body. So you lie down and grab a stiff body.
I think their grammar might be slightly worse than our newscaster's grammar.
Australia, I tell you, it's weird.
Post pictures online, which are then rated for their level of risk.
I mean, what? To get, you know, a bit of fame on the internet for that, it just seems such a terrible waste, really.
Police believe Beale had been planking earlier in the night, filming his exploits with a friend who may have been recording when he died.
The popularity of planking has soared in recent weeks, but so have the stakes.
Now, this host, and you have to see the video to catch this, this host, the blonde that comes in about 3/4 of the way through, she is the self-proclaimed best planker.
She is.
Because her name is Sarah Best. And I think she's making a statement there saying, you people, you've got nothing on
you. As soon as they shut off that camera, you know she tried it on that railing.
And that's exactly what police had been fearing. Someone taking it one step too far.
And striking a pose somewhere in public.
A tragedy for everybody.
Last week, a man was charged in Gladstone for planking on a police car.
It might seem like fun, but it...
And it really is. But that's not what I'm hearing. It's a big uniform and the tank behind
big me. Big uniform.
About.
As this episode has shown, it carries great risk.
Facebook friends have already condemned the internet craze that took a life too young, too soon. Sarah Best, 10 News.
Well, maybe I don't understand. If people are doing it for the risk, then let's start a new meme. Safe planking.
We need to have classes in schools. Teaching safe planking to our children.
As long as people don't combine planking and what did they call that thing they did with the...
Striking a pose?
No. Where they got out of the car while it was moving and walked with it.
Oh, like, I don't know what they called that.
That one was really, really stupid. Planking is only stupid if you combine it with that or try to make it risky.
or do it on the seventh story. Because if you do it trying to risky from the balcony of a seventh story building, it's just going to go flat. I'm telling you.
And honestly, I'm sure all the riskiest things have been done. I mean, unless you're going to do it on the Grand Canyon or the Empire State Building, there's really nowhere left to go. So, and don't do those things, by the way. I'm not recommending that.
You have to. Here's your goal: try and plank across the Grand Canyon. You're going to need a lot of stiff bodies to do that. Jeez. But yeah, we're sorry.
It's a little morbid. Guy who died. We don't take it lightly, but seriously, people.
You gotta learn how to plank safely.
Learn a fear of heights.
The moral of the story is look both ways before you plank the street. But, you know, there is a biblical moral to this.
Oh?
Yes. Matthew 7:3 says, "Why do you look at the speck of dust, sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?"
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So the moral of the story is you do your own plank before you try and get your brother to do their plank.
I have no response to
it's
that.
It's kind of like the oxygen masks. Put your own on first and then help your children.
Okay.
Cricket. Cricket.
I feel a little depressed now because people died.
Oh, well, we'll lift it up with a comedy show. Hey. You know what has also happened recently, though?
What else has happened recently?
You reminded me about this.
I did?
Yeah.
Remind me what I reminded you about.
This is anniversary week for something special.
Oh, yeah. The end.
The end of everything.
Wow.
It's the end. It's the first anniversary of the rapture. Or, I mean...
No.
Of...
the end of Lost.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way. Lost ended.
It did. A year ago.
Dude, you just spoiled it for so many people that are in season one.
Well... Yeah, they thought, man, how are we going to watch this whole thing, you know, endless seasons, because I'm sure it never had an end.
I think it's very interesting that Lost ended exactly 1 year before the rapture was supposed to take place.
No, because it ended on the 23rd, and that was supposed to happen on the 21st.
Oh, whoops.
Yep.
Oh, I missed it.
And it wasn't supposed to. It was just predicted by someone.
Yeah. Which, you know what? Turns out the Bible was right all along. No one knows the day nor the hour.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to set the record straight on one thing. Mm-hmm. I found it.
You have really... to hold your arms and fingers straight out of your body if you're going
to. I'd like to make a plank statement. No. Everybody kept saying, is the world going to end? And, oh, the world didn't end. He said that the world would end 6 months later. So it was like, I don't know. I was like, man, I pay too much attention to what people say. Even this one thing that everybody's making cracks about, I've got to have a correction. So at that moment, this is a plank confession of opinionatedness and perfectionism or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know, planking could be a fun thing to do as you're being raptured.
Okay. Jeez, I'm not touching that one.
Well, come on. You try and get it on video. That would be pretty cool. Look, I'm planking as I'm being raptured.
Huh.
Okay, maybe not. Well, if you have funny stories to share with us, then we'd love to hear those from you. Funny stories, funny videos, funny anything, really, as long as it's funny. And you can send that to us. feedback@noodle.mx is the email address. You can send an audio file to that, or you can write out your story, or you can call in to the voicemail line, which is 859-353-4332. And like we've said, get the links to the video and watch these videos and stuff in the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/67 and check it out there and watch everything there. There was one other thing I was thinking of, but don't remember.
Oh, 2 weeks is just too long.
It's a fortnight.
It's Fortnite.
We are a fortnightly podcast.
Fortnightly.
Oh, I wonder if fortnightlycomedypodcast.com is available.
The fortnightly noodle. Oh, yes, the fortnightly noodle. We haven't had noodleism in a while.
I dubbed the fortnightly noodle.
Next week's noodleism, Fortnite.
Fortnite. It's... Not next week. It would be a fortnight.
Oh, from crud. That was ironic.
We do these podcasts every 2 weeks now. Boom. And so the next episode, if you want to catch it live, mark this on your calendars. The next episode will be on June 6th around 7 p.m. Eastern time on noodle.mx/live. And be sure to check out the other podcasts that we have on the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. We've got podcasts about... this one. And we've got podcasts about podcasting, which is so meta, dude. And we've got podcasts about movie reviews, which will be resurrected sometime soon. And all sorts of things over there at the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. Jeremy, do you have any closing thoughts?
No.
No? None at all?
None.
You're like totally not thinking?
Nope.
Okay. Well.
Well, yeah, I do have a closing thought.
Yes.
I'm sorry to all the people who died.
All of them.
I mean, not that I accept Jeremy responsibility. Is
sorry to all of you guys who died.
So many morbid topics tonight.
But where?
So apparently, I wanted to end on a downer.
Where can people follow you on Twitter?
On Twitter at twitter.com/Phlegon. That's PHLEGON.
And follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. TheraMe, a couple of N's, a couple of O's. DLE, the ramen noodle. And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. And you're not the only one laughing.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice.
And that's from Portal 2. Help Jeremy get Portal 2 by going to noodle.mx/portal2. The Ramen Noodle is also a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx, where you can find podcasts and all sorts of stuff. Check it out at noodle.mx.
I was listening.
Oh. My wife just admitted she's in the room with us as we're doing our podcast, and she was playing Portal 2.